Unit 11D, Topic 2-4.
Part 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our speaker this afternoon, Ellie Makepeace from the management consultants Insight Management in London.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. A few years ago, we had a programme on TV in Britain called Back to the Floor. That's floor, as in the shop floor. The idea was that the boss, the top person, the CEO, chief executive, etc., of a company, spent a week as a shop floor worker. So the boss of a big construction company worked for a week on one of his building sites. The head of a railway company worked at one of his railway stations. The CEO of a hotel chain cleaned rooms in a hotel for a week, and so on. One episode interested me particularly. The boss of Britain's largest removal firm, we'll call him Alan, spent a week with his workers. On the first day, he went out with one of the removal lorries. Their job was to go to a house where the people were moving and get all their furniture. There was a problem. The house was at the end of a very small road. The lorry couldn't reach the house, in fact, and they had to park about 30 metres away. So they also had to carry the furniture 30 metres. The result was that the job didn't take 2 hours, as in the plan, but 3. The lorry driver explained to Alan that this happens quite often. A representative from their firm always visits the houses before a job, but that person comes by car. He or she doesn't always notice things like small roads where lorries can't go. On the third day, Alan was in the telephone sales centre, the place where people phone when they want to book a lorry for a removal job. 10 people worked there, mostly women, and they were very stressed. Basically, there were too few of them for all the calls that came in. The telephones rang non-stop. Customers often had to wait up to 10 minutes to get through, and so when they did, they were often fairly angry. One of the women explained to Alan that there had previously been 15 people in the centre and that things had been much better. But then, last year, the company had cut the number of workers down to 10 to reduce costs. I loved one part of the show. Alan asked, "What idiot did that?" A woman answered, "I think you did." At the end of every programme, there was always an interview with the boss. How had he found the week? Had he learned anything? Alan had learned a lot, he said. And not only that, he was going to make some changes. He did. In the months after the programme, Alan increased the number of people in the sales centre to 20. He made sure that all the people who visited houses before a job also spent a day with the lorry drivers, so they knew the problems that the lorry drivers had. But most of all, he made sure that the shop floor workers in the company always attended the top management meetings. In other words, that they had the chance to put their ideas to him and the other managers. The result was fairly amazing. Productivity in the company rose, its profits increased, and 6 months later, Alan's company was voted one of the top 5 best companies in the UK to work for. So, why am I telling you this? The reason is that something changed after Alan's week. That something was the company culture. His removal firm went from a company where managers decided everything to a company where managers and workers decided things together. Much more happened than just practical details, like how many people work in the sales centre. The way the company thought changed.